Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'll tell you what wasn't ordinary. The Central Coast Mariners 6-1 to win Saturday night's A-League Grand Final. 6-1. That's the way to do it in the Grand Final over Melbourne City. Adam Kwasnik is on the line. Good morning to you, Kwazzy.
Good morning, Matty. Thanks for having me, mate.
No, thanks for your time as well. Look, this is just extraordinary the way that it panned out. And Melbourne City, as we know, have just been this juggernaut, haven't they? And here come the Central Coast Mariners. It's funny, Kwazzy, I've been up on the mid-north coast across the weekend, so I watched a lot of the reaction, a lot of the local news, and what they kept saying was, we're the team with no money and we're the youngest team, and we were almost on the edge of bankruptcy. We shouldn't have been where we are, and this is the biggest win of our lives. I mean, the reaction from the Central Coast Mariners has been extraordinary and well-deserved.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, it's been a crazy season for the A-League, but in particular for the Central Coast Mariners. You know, off the back of the FA Cup final loss last year, you would have thought there may have been a dip. They lost a lot of good quality players like Kai Rolls and all that, but Nick Montgomery and his coaching staff did ever so well to recruit and bring through some youngsters, give some opportunity to youngsters, and they just went to another level. And you know, on Saturday night, the final, you're coming up, like you mentioned, up against a juggernaut in Melbourne City. They were unbeaten in their last 10 games. They had the wood over the Mariners throughout the season. But the Central Coast Mariners squad, they just went to another level, really turned it on. In the end, it was a demolition job, 6-1. If you're a Mariners fan, it was party time, probably once you got to about 4-1. And then they just kept scoring. It was just an incredible night, Matty, and I was stoked to be a part of it, obviously calling it with SEN. Just to see the region get delivered another title, it's fantastic. And it's absolutely buzzing up here at the minute.
How's the performance of Jason Cummings? I mean, a hat-trick, it was just one of those where everything falls your way.
Yeah, most definitely. Look, I said in the lead-up to the game, I felt, you know, both teams had, you know, big game players. But I felt, the Mariners' big game players were just in better form, had a little bit more confidence when you're watching both of those teams play. And Jason Cummings was one of those players. He had a few chances in the semi-finals up against Adelaide United, but, he took his chances very, very well, in particular the first goal. That was a typical poacher's goal. Melbourne City couldn't clear their lines and he capitalised, he made them pay. And then from there on in, everything he touched turned to gold. His build-up play, even his defensive effort as well. And it was very fitting that he won the Joe Marston medal.
Give us an insight. You know better than most, obviously. But give us an insight into the Mariners. How do you punch above your weight like that after all they've been through? And you were there firsthand.
Yeah, it's a good question, Matty. The club's always been run on a shoestring budget, and that means, if that's to be the case, you really have to get the right people in, whether it's the playing squad, the coaching staff, even the administration staff. Everyone has to pull together and believe and be in it to be a part of it. If you don't have that right across the board, it's not going to work. Fortunately for the Central Coast Mariners, they've been very blessed throughout, their time, that you've had good people in key areas. And Sean Millichamp, the CEO, he's exactly one of those people. He's been through it all. I think there was a period after the title in 2013, you lost 3 wooden spoons. The club was on the verge of bankruptcy. The COVID hit. Just really tough times. And, he brought a lot of good people together in that admin staff room and sort of kept them going, kept them alive. And then you have someone like Nick Montgomery as well, who didn't have the resources to go and buy big name imports and what have you. He believed he could give youth an opportunity. And that's another, telling factor, that they've given a lot of young players an opportunity on the Central Coast to to come here and play at the highest level, and those players have taken it with both hands. It's just a collective buy-in from everyone, and the Central Coast Mariners have got it right for many, many years.
So that grand final in Sydney, 26,500 people, it wasn't a sellout, and this is always going to be a talking point. Controversial on the way in, going to be controversial on the way out. So after we've had that first one there, what's your take on that move?
Yeah, Matty, I don't want to ruffle a few feathers, but I'm going to say this. The APL made the decision to sell the grand final. We know the NRL do the same, the AFL do the same, and obviously they're well established and there's, you know, tens of millions of dollars going into their pockets. I think the APL made the decision to do the same thing. It's done. What's done is done now. There's another 2 years of the A-League grand final in Sydney. I think fans have to suck it up and get on with it. Support your team. We see Melbourne Storm in the NRL. They've been, you know, in numerous grand finals, albeit in Sydney, yet their fans turn out every year to support their team in Sydney. They pay for flights, do the accommodation, and they're there with their team on grand final day. I think football fans in this country really need to buy into that and do exactly the same thing. It's the thing that's going to be, you know, on the agenda moving forward every 3 years, so to speak. There'll be another government coming in wanting to host a grand final, and the APL has to have some sort of income coming in, and selling the grand final to the New South Wales government, I believe, was a good move.
It's here now and it's here to stay, and you're right, that three-year rotation will continue. Tottenham, it appears, are close to appointing Ange Postecoglou as their new manager. Can you see this getting over the line?
Well, I hope so. Look, I'm not a massive Spurs fan, as I'm an Arsenal fan, but you know, the appointment of Ange Postecoglou would be not only fantastic for a club like Tottenham, but obviously for him as well. We've seen him do it all before for his country, for Socceroos, winning an Asian Cup and then taking them to World Cups. And then, you know, what he's done in Japan and Celtic, he's just going to go to another level being in a Premier League club. And he's done the hard yards for many, many years, and he deserves everything he gets. And let's hope that it can get over the line.
Yeah, all right, we'll see that one. And just a quick take on the FA Cup, mate. 2-1, so Man City, they're one win away. So two boxes ticked, one to go for the Champions League to do that treble.
Yeah, I thought they just did enough. They flexed their muscles just enough in this cup final. Look, it was entertaining. Obviously, the first minute, Ilkay Gundogan, what a goal from him in the first minute. And you could say that Manchester United were on the back foot from there, but they got back into the game via the penalty spot, and then early in the second half, a set-piece variation from Kevin De Bruyne found Gundogan again. And it was a miskicked volley, in my opinion, but it went to the bottom corner. And from there, they probably could have had another one or two, but they just did enough in this cup final. And as you mentioned, Matty, they're on the way to that coveted treble.
Yeah, absolutely. So Champions League final against Inter this Sunday, 5 a.m. our time, that one being played in Istanbul. Thanks, Quaz. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Matty. Take care.
The Central Coast Mariners, 6-1. They have defeated Melbourne City to win the A-League Grand Final of this season. So what did you make of all that? Look, I think Quaz is on the money here. What's done is done. We can sit around talking about the fact that they have sold the Grand Final. And it's funny, I was watching the reports going, a lot of the reports around the Central Coast fans were at pubs and all that kind of stuff, and imagine if it was in their backyard, and same for Melbourne City. But the harsh reality is that money's on the line and money's on offer. So if they've sold the grand final, they've sold the grand final. There's nothing you can do about it except jump on a plane and go and support it. 26,500 people, it's not the greatest look by any stretch of the imagination. Grand finals should be sellouts. And football fans are going to have to wrap their heads around the fact that that's what's the new reality. Meanwhile, the Ange Postecoglou thing is getting closer and closer, it appears, that Tottenham Hotspur will announce that very, very soon. But as we know, in the world of football, things can change. 0457 736 736 is the text line. Have your say. It's 21 minutes after 11.